This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. Happy hump day. It's 9:12. Ooh, boy, it got late. Happy birthday, Hooman. Hey, Hooman, happy birthday. Oh, you are there.
Thanks so much.
Sure.
I got a million texts. I'm trying to respond to everyone.
Oh, well, you're a very popular guy today. Hey, says 925. Did you see the picture of Hooman and Rachel on Facebook?
No, I did not.
That was from when we saw The Mummy. That's where this all started. Oh, you got that ready, huh? The crackle went away for that.
Nice, Bryn. Nice.
It's not nice. It's mean.
Bryn's
I didn't see that. Let me look him up.
Bryn's kind of sitting in because we ran a line to his house. He can't escape us.
Yeah, that picture's up when we went to see The Mummy. Tom Cruise.
So that was that the night that you guys had the moment in the car that you ruined?
Me?
Yeah.
Was that me who ruined
that?
Oh, yeah, it was you.
That was totally you.
Was that?
When she said, are you about to kiss me? Your answer should have been no answer at all, just a face plant of your lips on hers.
That seems forced.
Does it?
Oh, yeah. I have so much to teach you guys. Oh, you got that. Oh, crackle, crackle, crackle. Sorry, we're going to have to cut his feed.
That sounds better.
Yeah, that's better. Fixed now.
Seems like it might just be a bad connection or something.
I know. All right, turn it up.
Oh, no. It's bad,
Bryn.
It's bad. It's bad, Bryn.
We're all disappointed. We're all disappointed in you, Bryn.
Sounds good now, so.
In and out.
Boy, I cannot find this picture.
What are you looking for?
Rachel is on his Facebook page, according to one of our listeners. Lots of puppy videos, though. Good job, buddy.
Yeah, he loves puppy videos.
Hates dogs, but loves puppy videos?
Loves any animal video. What's that animal that, like, they're rubbing its belly?
Oh, the hedgehog.
And then they stop touching the thing's belly, and the thing goes, come on.
Yeah.
Looks up at the guy like, what did you stop for?
Feels good right here.
I can't believe how many pet videos you have. You don't like pets.
He likes them in videos.
On my page?
Sure it is, right there. He's looking at your page.
My page?
Your posh. Okay. Your posh. Okay, everyone is like pissed off because we haven't done tickets and turkeys. Like, look at the lines. They're super angry looking. They want their tickets and they want their turkeys. And that's what we're doing. This is our favorite week of the year, tickets and turkeys. It's a week of sold out Alice in Winterland tickets paired with Dinner for Eight from Whole Foods Market. It's a killer prize, and it's available right now for caller number 97-800-400-3697. You get the classic roasted turkey, the creamy mashed potatoes, the traditional herb stuffing, organic turkey gravy, organic cranberry orange sauce, and green beans with crispy garlic and parsley. That's exactly what they brought us this morning, and it was good. So listen all day, 9, noon, 3, and 5. Now's your chance. Call now, 800-400-3697. Tickets to sold out Alice in Winterland and Turkey Dinner for Eight from Whole Foods Market.
All those videos popped up, I think, because you must have liked them. Because, no, on your page, there are no puppy videos. But there's also no Rachel. I don't see her.
Where's Rachel?
I don't see her anywhere.
You're just trying to find her picture?
Well,
there's a picture.
What?
What?
There's a picture.
Right. Anyway, let me set my timer.
Do you want me to show you the picture?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, we want to see. Where's Rachel?
The girl, 408 says, the girl who played Lisa disappeared. She was so mortified at the feedback she was getting, mainly for her bad acting, but also for her dark ass roots and the muscle in her neck that constantly jumps out in the sex scenes.
Yeah, she was very hopeful. This is, we're talking about the movie The Room, which is an epic piece of ass that you have to see. It's so hilariously bad.
Look so at the
cute.
Red hair, though.
That's her with red hair?
Oh, wait. Rachel has red hair?
Huh.
I thought Rachel... I'll bring it in. I'm sure
hold
she's
on.
Use these.
She changes
one.
Her hair color.
Oh, she changes it all the time?
Well, that's one way to
so
get
cute.
Him to help out.
Mm-hmm. Let me see more pictures of her.
That's the one.
That's so cute.
She is beautiful. I do not
how
know why
you
you're not.
I want to kiss her.
Make it, show Vinny all those other pictures of her. Rachel is.
No other ones to
you see.
Show.
Everyone left.
Don't play it. Crackles.
She's
So are you cute. About to kiss me right now?
Oh. Can you sing this voice?
Nope, I can't. Sounds like Prince.
Sing it, Hooman.
Go, Hooman.
He's like, this is the only part I know.
If you want it,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You can have it.
She wanted it.
I do want it. Are you about to kiss me right now?
Give it to her.
I keep asking for it, and
she
you keep not giving
her.
Here comes everyone.
So stay woke.
Oh, here's Rachel.
Childish Gambino.
408 says, he was a rich guy who wanted into Hollywood but had zero talent. So he bought himself his own film and had Greg help him out. That's the guy.
Yeah.
408 says, I met Matthew Perry in 97 when he came to San Jose for an NHL All-Star game. He played in the celebrity hockey tournament. He was totally down to earth and completely sober, and that is the Matthew Perry I will always remember.
Listen. I met him at a party, too. It was not good.
Oh.
Well, so it was, there was like this super VIP area that you couldn't get into with like a
super
bunch.
Super VIP,
which
everyone.
Was like, you know Victoria Silvstedt?
No.
The Playboy Playmate? Anyway. They were all, a bunch of people were there, and he walks in, but he had to walk through the crowd to get to the VIP area.
Oh, no.
And as he's walking through, every single person's like, what's up, Chandler? Yo, Chandler. Hey, Chandler. And he was not into it at all. He couldn't crack a smile. He didn't wave. He didn't shake anyone's hand. He just kind of kept his head down, walked to the VIP area.
Well, that doesn't seem that douchey.
I mean, oh, it doesn't?
He's just trying to get where he's going.
Yeah.
There's plenty of times I'm just
stop
my
for
head
one
down
picture. You can expect he's never getting out of there.
You know, right? The celebrity experience that we get, like at Winterland, everybody knows who you are and stuff, and it's like it can be overwhelming. Now imagine that 24/7 everywhere you go on Earth.
Yeah,
like,
in the world,
in
right?
In the world,
not just the Bay Area like, at an Alice event.
If you hear the word Chandler one more time, you know your head might explode.
Yeah.
Out of state. I can totally see that.
Podcast listener randomly responding to Sarah and Vinny's convo yesterday. Out of state podcast listener.
Oh, hello, out of state podcast listener.
Thank you.
So much for our syndication dollars.
Right. Responding to S&V's convo yesterday about not wanting to continue watching Mindhunters. Watch episode 2. So worth it and so twisted.
All right.
I don't know. The first episode just left me thinking.
I was like, this is terrible.
Man, you guys failed.
This is like a bad PBS
show. I gave you a whole hour to lock me in.
And you didn't do it.
Right. Just thought about all of the birthdays today. What was 9 months ago today?
Oh, people are saying it was Valentine's Day?
Uh-huh.
Oh. So we're Valentine's babies.
Uh-huh.
We don't have that neuron. Love.
We don't have that neuron. I don't know how it happened for me. But
hey. Your dad was horny.
There's no Valentine's in Iran?
I mean, not in 1974. Isn't that is relatively new in America, too?
I have no idea. Let's the history of Valentine's
up. Maybe
Day.
It comes from Iran. You don't know.
Yeah.
No,
it comes from, we all know it comes from Hallmark.
Thank you, Hallmark. You're right about that.
Hold on.
We're going to look up Valentine's Day.
Why not? What are you talking about?
Did you get the winner?
No.
Happy birthday, Hu. You are truly a gift to this earth. Have a special day.
You are a gift to this earth. Mm-hmm.
Happy birthday, fat bastard. Oh, darn it. Happy birthday!
Happy birthday.
Oh, my God. Oh, my. Where's that?
Oh, my God.
First reaction was, ew. But I think I could actually stomach a strawberry Pop-Tart with brie.
Oh. Actually.
Oh, is that sounding better now?
That doesn't sound all that bad.
You don't get diabetes from eating Pop-Tarts, Sarah.
Well, they can't help.
1913, roughly, is when it started in the U.S.
Oh, my God. Can you please stop feeding Hooman's narcissism with this whole happy birthday every 10 minutes? It's 5.
Yeah, every 5 minutes.
His head was big enough as it is.
It's his
and it's
day.
Annoying as hell.
Oh, shut up. It's
he
his
loves
day.
This stuff. This
he
is
does.
His thing.
So this is our birthday gift to him.
He
recognizing
wants to be slurped all day long till tonight.
No, until far after tonight.
It's a whole
tonight.
Week, right. It's a yeah. week event. Right.
It started earlier this week and it ends, I think, Sunday.
Spending time with him.
It ends
tomorrow
when my birthday
at
happens.
The movie.
Yep.
Saturday night is his party. Yep. Sunday I have to be with him again.
Oh. Will his birthday be over by then?
No.
You're welcome.
No, Sunday I'm going to have everyone sing happy birthday to you.
All right.
I love
at
it.
The movie theater.
Oh, human, it's going to be a great day. I'm just an ordinary demi-guy.
Chocolate Pop-Tarts and Storm got me through high school too, Vin. Storm was the caffeinated 7-Up. They don't make it anymore.
That's too bad. You can still get Jolt, though, can't you?
Yeah, this
I
was
think
actually,
it's still in the market, yeah.
Junior high, but it's kind of the same thing. I mean, there you are with a couple bucks in your pocket shopping for your own food.
What will you buy
at the 7-Eleven?
9-year-old?
We used to go to this. So right there in Newport, near there was this place called the Crab Cooker. Why would we ever go there, right? I didn't even eat fish. But they made these bread balls fresh there. And when we didn't get Pop-Tarts, we'd go get a bread ball. Mm-hmm. Rip it in half. Get 10 pats of butter, and that was our, there's our
delicious
breakfast.
Delicious. What more could you ask for?
Half a sourdough bread ball. Ready to serve.
You could probably smell it in the air around that place.
We used to have this corner store that was a couple houses down from ours, and we had an account there.
Oh.
So
did you?
Yeah, so my dad would pay it, like every 2 weeks, he would pay the account. But God, we used to go in there and get Hostess pies and Twinkies and ding dongs
and your
all
dad
kinds
didn't
of crap.
Say, quit buying stuff on my account, man.
No, because he just figured we were buying stuff for the house. He didn't know all the crap we were buying. And then this is horrible. We would get the wrappers and we'd throw them underneath my dad's like lazy boy. he'd kick the chair up and we could see all the wrappers there, but he would never see him because he was always in the chair. It was so dumb.
For real.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to congratulate.
You just didn't want them to be in the trash can where you could see them.
Are you going to congratulate yourself because it's your birthday?
Oh, who's that?
Who was that?
Oh, that's a good one. I'll take it. I want to congratulate Sandy from San Mateo.
Sandy.
And Sandy's 18-year-old daughter turns 18 today, Lauren.
Oh, it is
a great day for birthdays.
Oh, there was a little boy, Jack. Jack's listening.
Hey, Jack.
Happy birthday, Jack. It's his birthday.
You're extra blessed if you're born on this day.
Could you share it with
or touched. Either way.
We literally came into the conversation halfway through. What friggin' movie are you talking about?
Oh, is this about The Room?
Yeah. Well, yeah. You talked about it for 10 minutes.
And, oh, I'm so sorry. The Disaster Artist is the movie that's coming out about the movie The Room, which is epic and genius in its own twisted, horrible way. Piece of poo movie. You gotta see it.
A bunch of what movie are you talking about? Something about throwing spoons?
Spoons?
I don't know if that we were talking about the Rocky Horror Picture Show for a moment. I didn't know if that had anything to
do
with
it. No, I think it's a scene from the room that triggers this throwing spoons thing. Mm.
I have heard that there are a whole bunch of, people do it Rocky Horror style.
Yeah.
I'm not recalling where you would throw spoons from.
But there's no music in The Room.
Oh, sure. There's music.
Oh, there is.
Well, it's got a soundtrack.
Yeah, oh, but there's really not dance scenes or...
No. I think it's more just sort of everybody knows all the terrible
music. I mean, Rocky Horror is a musical.
Yes. Yeah. But there's all these, you know, like when they say Great Scott, everyone throws.
Happy birthday!
Come on,
I feel
guys.
Like 5 minutes has
gone
by.
How do you do it?
How do you do it? That's the question.
Well, I think we're good. There's pages. I'll give you all these pages of happy birthdays, Human. You can read them to yourself.
Oh,
all day long.
That'll be so sweet.
You can just butt into the middle of a conversation and be like, hey, guys, listen, 650 just texted in. Happy birthday, Human.
Oh.
You're a gift to this earth.
Oh!
Yeah.
You are. Uh-huh. Yeah. But why? Are there a lot of spoons in the movie?
Oh, you're going to watch them both today? How do you do it?
How are you going to watch the one today?
He's going to watch it online. The Room. And then he's going
to
watch
the... We had to buy the DVD to see it.
Oh, no. There's a bunch of things in it.
Okay.
Did you hear that? What I just said? Did you hear what I said? Did you hear what I said?
No.
There's a bunch of sites that have it.
I know.
No, but the one on YouTube, the voice, they've altered the voices. Well, at least the one we watched the first time. Then we were like, we have
there's
to bother.
There's other sites that have it.
You didn't dig deep enough, Sarah.
I guess not. I just don't know about the dark web, Vinny. That must be it. I needed your hacking skills. I need you to come over and hit the hack button for me because I didn't know where it was. I guess I should have called Human.
the seems dark to know. Web. I swear, every time I'm like looking at news sites, something will pop up and says, you need to update your Flash player. I'm like, why do I need that? I can't possibly need that. Baffles me.
Yeah, that the Flash driver player thing might actually be the dark web, and I just haven't updated it, so I don't. That's
do you
how
guys
I
have
know.
That happen too?
Yeah, like, occasionally they'll say you need an update for this. I go, well, I don't even think I use that.
I feel like I'm about to download something criminal or something that's gonna, you know.
Right.
I always skip.
I think it has to do with when like pop-ups that come up on like you know. On your sidebar, there's always ads, or you know, when you go to news sites, there's always an ad before. So it probably has something to do with that. But I feel like,
but I haven't asked you for that update. I don't want you to offer that to me, and I
please
feel
stop
like
bothering
you're
me on
possibly
my home computer,
ripping me off.
You might be malware.
Yes.
Yeah. What is that for?
Right. I didn't want to watch their ads,
watch
though.
Their
I was totally trying to read the story.
I'll just read it. I don't want the video either.
Yeah, I'm just trying to
I'll
read
watch
the story.
It. YouTube seems to work fine, so I'll just stick with that.
Someone just texted in 330, says, in the movie The Room, in the background, there are picture frames with frame pictures of spoons for who knows why. So every time a character walks
pictures
by.
Of spoons.
Every time a character walks by one of the pictures,
oh, so
everybody
throws
a
with the spoon.
Oh.
That's a good detail for us to know tonight. In
yes,
case
it
there's, let's just see how many spoons we can count.
Bryn, take a shot every time you see a spoon.
I'm so excited you're going to watch The Room tonight, Bryn.
Dude, not only are we seeing it, but we're seeing it at the Alamo Draft House, which is going to be sick. So, are you going to drink alcoholic beverages tonight, Bryn?
He won't remember any of the movie.
Yeah. All right. Well, have fun at that. I'm super jealous that you guys are going.
One more
happy birthday. That's what he wants. One more happy birthday.
Oh, Hooman. Happy birthday.
Thanks.
Happy birthday, Hooman. Radio.com. Radio.com. Alice at 97.3. Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. The hotline's ringing. Use that if you want to yell for Hooman. Anna Kendrick,
please, he's gone.
Right there, cups.
He left?
Oh, I'm sure. It's his birthday. He's got things to do, man. He's got massages and workouts and lunches and dinners and
oh man,
slurping. He's got all the stuff. Hey, have you guys seen the promos for Pitch Perfect 3? I'm so excited.
What just happened?
We just played Anna Kendrick's. That's the song from the first Pitch Perfect soundtrack.
I'm sorry, I'm not riding the Pitch Perfect wave.
Oh, God, it's so great.
It's so good.
So funny and so good and so well done.
Yeah.
And now I saw a trailer for the third one.
Oh,
they're doing like a, well, they've all graduated, but now they're going to come back and do one more show.
I didn't see the second one.
Oh, God, it's
Is it as good as the first one, though?
It's, no. It is. And I don't know. I really enjoyed it. I was like, oh,
the third one's going to be really crappy.
No, it's going to be great. I can't wait. Can't wait to see it. Oh, anyway, hey everybody, thanks for listening today. Don't forget there's lots more chances for tickets and turkeys throughout the day today. So you have a chance at noon and at 3 and 5. Tonight, of course, we have a chance to watch Survivor. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I love that show. But yeah, stay tuned all day. Jane's gonna be up this afternoon. Right. She's, you know, fantastic. Come on.
And batten down the hatches. It looks like it's gonna be, if I was looking at the forecast in the office, like 3 to 4 inches of rain, but up to 4 feet of snow in Tahoe.
Yeah, that's great.
Which is exciting.
I brought my gear. I'm going to go surf on the way home, but it's looking like the storm might hit before then.
Yeah, it's so be careful out there.
Can you surf in the rain?
That's got nothing to do with it, but often the rain wind. Comes with wind, and the wind is the major.
And they're calling this a storm. Like they're saying there's going to be some real wind happening. And so be careful out there. We want to see you all back here tomorrow. Have a great day.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.